Darryl, that was altogether a rather miserable night.
Yeah, no, shocker. Listen, we can't excuse that performance. I think after the penalty miss, got very, very, very sloppy. We conceded another goal from a set piece, then we get sloppy again, get going a little bit towards the end, get done for a sucker punch, but nowhere near good enough, we know that. And the fans have every right to feel angry and disappointed with that performance. So I hold my hands up. You know, there's no excuses from myself. Disappointed that we had back-to-back home wins, got a bit of momentum, but that's nowhere near the standards we've set ourselves. And, you know, the buck stops with me on that one. So, take it on the chin.
It seems to have been a game that turned on a penalty. Can you talk me through the process and Wes and Josh and what should have happened there?
Yeah, what should have happened is Josh Gordon should have took the penalty. I'm not going to make a massive thing of it because I'll deal with it in-house. What I will say is Wes has been magnificent with it since he's been at the football club, and he'll learn his lesson. Obviously felt confident and wanted to take it, but that's not the way we work. So, like I said, I'll deal with that in-house. Thoroughly disappointed that he chose to take it, and then even more disappointed that he missed. But he's holding his hands up in a change of, like I say, I'll deal with that in-house. We don't want to see that. The spirit in the lads are fantastic, and the groups will forgive him for that. Obviously disappointed the group is, and we are, but he's been our match winner on numerous occasions, and he'll learn. You know, I don't want to knock certainly Wes McDonald because he's a massive confidence player. I think it affected his other performance for the majority of the game, so we've got to pick him up and make sure we get him back to his best.
What seemed particularly galling from my perspective is that seemed to be the only save a goalkeeper of two of the bottom four sides seems to have made over the last sort of couple of matches. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you've been a very couple of very poor games, and like I say, I think we've had opportunities, but we haven't played well enough with the ball. Come on, so I don't think they've had any opportunities either, to be honest with you. But we've been slack. I think when you're playing second bottom from home and you get that opportunity to take the lead, I think that takes a bit of pressure off. Pressure intensifies, rightly so. That's not having a dig at the fans. That's the way it is at home. And certainly with some of our own performances this season, I thought we'd turn a corner. Obviously we haven't, and there's obviously still loads and loads of work to be doing. So, but we can't come out here and defend the performance because we were sloppy. Don't think the lads weren't giving it all, but the angles we're making, the sloppiness with the passing, the movement off the ball, all of it, we look lethargic today, to be honest with you. Albeit, I think if you still take the lead, you get a bit of confidence, the lads do, and you go on and win the game, but we can't use that as an excuse.
A few fans have said it's got sort of the feeling of October, but you've got out of that sort of that rut, haven't you?
Yeah, but I get why they feel that way, certainly, because it's too... Don't get me wrong, I didn't think we deserved to lose a Carlisle game, if I'm honest with you, but we're giving goals away from set pieces, which we've been doing very well at this season. And I'm not giving goals away, and we've given three goals away and given teams a heads up, so that needs to be addressed. Keep working on that as we do work on it. But some of our forward play was very, very slack today, and listen, I don't beat around the bush. Did I make all my decisions with my team selection, subs? No, I didn't. So first one I look at is myself. And then we go away, analyse it with the players, and like I say, we need to be standing up, being counted when we've got crew in town on Saturday.
You didn't see Josh in that second half, any sort of reason?
Yeah, no, he was having a massage half time, massively tight on his hamstring and tight on his calf, so he didn't feel that he didn't want to pull a muscle, so to speak. So that was disappointing, to be honest with you, because Josh is very effective in his energy levels. So disappointing, but hopefully the precaution we brought him off, and hopefully should be okay for Saturday.
Can you pick any sort of positives out of tonight?
Nah, you can't. Listen, it's not. I don't think it's a night to look for positives when you got beat by second bottom. I think what could go wrong went wrong tonight, if I'm honest with you. And it started. We started on the front foot, albeit we're not creating anything. Get a great opportunity to get in the lead. We had a great chance from a corner to take the lead, and it's these small fine lines. I mean, see the results in this league, what this league's about, and it's fine lines of games of football, and we certainly ain't doing ourselves justice on enough occasions at home. And you can understand the fans' reaction at the end. I don't have a problem with it. I want to put smiles on their faces, and we ain't doing it at the minute, so we just got to keep working hard, be mentally strong, stay together as a group, which we will do, and get over these last two very poor performances.
Yeah, and it's about getting back into the top half. I'm not going to talk about playoffs, but you've got crew.
Listen, it's about being a lot better. Yeah. Listen, it is. It's about being a lot better. A lot of points to play for this season. We've got tough games coming up, but I don't see, you know, Carlisle going to beat Forest Green 4-1, and it's a strange old league, to be honest with you, like I say. And but we only look at our, and care about our own job, and I think we're shooting ourselves on the foot on numerous occasions this season, if I'm being honest with you. Until we start cutting that out, we'll be nowhere near the top half of this table. So we've got to do that. We've got to tidy up loads of areas. But the buck stops with me and my staff, you know. That's for us to help and support the players as much as we possibly can, make them strong, organised, better organised, manager picking better selections, all the bits and pieces that come into it that's going to help us win football games. And we have to start that 3 o'clock Saturday.
Thanks.